When a teenager gets pregnant, it becomes a family affair. TLC's new series, Unexpected, explores the ups and downs of three pregnant teens who are all children of teen mothers themselves. Parents and grandparents must step in to help them through this huge life change. Don't miss the revealing new series, Unexpected, Sunday, November 12th at 10, 9 Central on TLC. Can't wait? Watch the early premiere now on TLC Go. Download the free app now.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buttons things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yeah, I do. Man, God is good. Hey, today I just want to get right to it because this has really been pressing me. I woke up and this was on my mind and I wanted to share it with you because I know this for a fact. See, I've lived this for a fact. The majority of things I talk about in the morning before we get started with the regular show is something that I've experienced. I can only tell you what I know. And so I've really, really understood why God has had my life go the way that it's gone. Because if I didn't have all these tests in my life, if I didn't have all these tests that I passed, all these tests that I failed, if I didn't have all of those, the good and the bad, what could I share with you in the morning? What could I tell you about hanging? What could I tell you about failing and then winning? What could I tell you about hanging in there when all hope was gone? How could I share that with you unless I've had those moments myself? And so I've really come to the realization that I am just like all of you, the sum total of my past, just as you are the sum total of your past. It is these bumps and bruises, the ups and downs, the peaks and valleys that create us who we are today. All you got to do is be grateful for the fact that you survived it all and somehow you still sitting here. You still standing. So with that in mind, I want to share something with you. I don't care what happens to you. I don't care what you're going through. Don't you dare give up. Under no circumstances. I don't care who told you no. I don't care who told you you'd never make it. I don't care who has shown you no faith. I don't care who ain't believed in you. I don't care what you heard about them saying behind your back. Don't you dare ever give up. It is the biggest trick that the enemy has, is making us think we ain't gonna make it. The biggest trick the enemy has is filling our minds with hopelessness, to water down the illusion that there's a possibility that you might still have a chance to get over. The biggest trick he uses is when you make a mistake and you fall, he gets you to start to thinking it's final, that there is no resurrection, there is no redemption, there is no recovery. He just makes you think it's final. He is the master deceiver. Don't you dare ever give up. I don't care what happens to you. I don't care what besets you, befalls you, trips you up, what circumstantial situations may arise. Don't you dare ever give up. Because listen to me, these are tests that you are going through. And these tests, whether you pass the test or it appears that you failed the test accomplishes the mission if you're smart about it. If you pass the test, let's say you're going through a situation and you get over and it goes the way you want it to do, then what you've learned is if you hang in there, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, okay? Mission accomplished. If you fail the test and it doesn't go the way you want it, and it goes the opposite, and it turns out into a negative result, and the response you were looking for is a no, that's not final. That doesn't mean it's over. That doesn't mean it's time to turn back. It simply means that now you have learned a valuable experience. You have learned a valuable lesson. You now know what not to do. You are now, because you know what not to do, another step closer to getting it right. Listen to me. It has to happen this way. You have to have the rain in your life to get the flowers in your life. You got to have the darkness in your life to appreciate the sunshine in your life. You got to have woes and worries to appreciate the joys. It is merely a test. So when you get through failing, and you get through stumbling, and you get through messing it up, all that's getting you one step closer to getting it right. Oh, my relationship ended. I'll never be able to find another person like that. Not only will you be able to find a person like that, you can find a person that far better than that if you don't give up. But see, sometimes you got to go through the bad ones to get to the good ones. Don't you dare ever give up. I don't care what happens to you. If you lose a loved one, and Lord knows I've lost some people I've loved dearly with every inch in me. I've lost my mother, my father, my brother, and my best friend. I don't know. I know people who have lost their children. Goodness, man, I can't even imagine that. But they kept on going. What you giving up for? Oh, I got you miss them, and I got you grieving. But I got news for you. Don't you let the devil make you think it's over for you because somebody else ain't still here. It was their time. Now, I'm not trying to lessen the blow for you, but I'm trying to get you up on your feet so you can stop all this, oh, woe is me, because the things that's happening to you, you're not the first person it's happened to. Come on now, let's get a grip. Let's wrap your mind around this thing. You have got to move forward if it's just in memory of those people. I was on one of the commercial breaks on Family Feud the other day, and somebody asked me something, and I forgot the question, but my answer was, I've always wanted my mother and father to be proud of me. And in their absence and their demise, I'm hoping just somehow, man, that they watching me, that they see their boy, that I'm down here, that I'm doing better, that I'm making something out of myself, that I'm loving my wife, that I'm taking care of my kids. I just want my old man to see that about me. You know, I want my mother to see that I'm trying to get my life together over here. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be a better person. My mama was a Sunday school teacher for 40 years. She's been praying for me for a long time. I just hope, man, and that's all I'm doing, is just hoping that they see me so they can be proud of me. See, you got to understand that when you make these mistakes, that when you fall and stumble and you get it oh so wrong, it ain't over for you. Don't you dare ever give up. Don't stop thinking, man, because it ain't happening just the way you want it to, that it ain't meant to be. Devil, he got so many tricks to deceive you. You know why you're being tested right now? Because there is no testimony without the test. You got to go through something. It's all good, man. I'm telling you. Just wanted to share that with you. Don't you give up out there. I don't care what's happening. Don't get deceived. The victory's coming. But you ain't gonna get it if you quit. Hang on, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Boys and girls, can I have your attention? Fruit flies and gnats, I need your attention.
Really?
All animals involved in the wild kingdom, can I have your attention? And anybody from outer space, please let me have your undivided attention.
Martians?
You are listening to the baddest morning show in the universe.
Come on now.
Period. Bar none. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry.
Good morning, Steve. Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, Carla Pharrell.
Hello, darling. Hello, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kiel, better known as Junior.
Morning, Unc.
Ladies and gentlemen, prime time. Unadulterated, but escalated fool, Nephew Thomas.
Yes, sir. Top of the morning, gnats and fruit flies.
And, of course, Tiz I.
Fearless leader.
Tiz who?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Top of the food chain.
Filled with ignorance.
Lying.
Captain, my captain.
Dog, in a heartbeat, geared to you dead in your face.
All the time.
Lie without, Shirley, ask me a question. Watch me lie for no reason. Just ask me a question.
How lying? You feeling today, Steve?
Oh, my hip went out last week, and I got a replacement. And
why would you lie about your hip going out?
But, you know, what? But it's back good now, though. But 2 weeks ago, good thing you ain't asked me, because I was in full surgery, hip replacement.
What kind of shoes are those you have on today? What you rocking?
These is Swarovski crystal house shoes.
Golly.
Yeah.
For no reason, made. Though. For no reason.
It's just random line, though.
Who's on the show today?
Oh, man, we having
on this radio show?
Question, you're not even going to believe it. Yeah. You talking about a radio show?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. On the radio show today, Luther Vandross's cousin. It's coming on.
What's his name?
Ricky Vandross. Who you talking about?
Cuther Vandross. Cuther Vandross is coming on the show.
Cuther.
And do two songs Luther never did.
What's that?
Really? Never too much? None of that. We won't even hear that.
Huh? No.
Bad
boy.
He
doing the two that he didn't do.
Which ones are those?
Bad Girl.
Oh, okay.
And Not Enough.
Not Enough.
Stupid.
You're a bad girl and not enough.
What can we expect from this show today? Just give us
an overview.
We're
going to do a lot of news and a lot of Trump information. Mm. You know, we're going to talk about North Korea and, you know, get into a couple of things that we think the government could be. We're going to discuss what the administration's doing right.
I got something going to help the country.
Wow.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What?
Right or wrong. Right or wrong going to help.
Oh, right or wrong is coming up today?
Right or wrong going to help the country.
Is it back?
What?
Is because, you know, last couple of weeks.
I've been through some things.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But I'm back now.
Okay, all right.
Watch me work today.
All right, okay.
He don't want that title, though.
All right, coming up, something funny. Now, Steve, This is a story about a 98-year-old woman who moved into a nursing home to look after her 80-year-old son.
What?
Yeah.
Say what now?
A 98-year-old woman moved into a nursing home to look after her 80-year-old son.
His old
That's
ass
coming
take
up
care
next.
Himself, no.
Yeah, at 32 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we go. Something funny. This 98-year-old woman in England now has moved into a retirement home to look after her 80-year-old son. Her name is Miss Ada. She became a resident at Moss View Care Home in about a year after her son Tom moved there. Miss Ada is a former nurse, and she said she decided to move into the same assisted living home because you never stop being a mom.
That's right. She said, and I know she said if anybody know how to change his diaper, it ought to be me.
According to staff,
I tell you one thing, though, Miss Ada, his ankles ain't going to fit between your fingers no more. I can tell you that.
You can't hold up both his legs with one hand.
So when you cock him up, just know that it's going to be different.
Why are we cocking him, though?
And another thing, Miss Ada, what? You must prepare yourself for a different scent.
It ain't the baby scent.
No, it ain't the baby
scent. This ain't baby food. This ain't no applesauce. This is medication now. Ribosome mixed in with penicillin / with Hennessy. It's going to be different.
Yeah. So she had him when she was 18. Okay.
Well, I had him when he was 18, but I tell you what now, the boy smell like a gorilla now. I'm just going to let you know that. If you think 80-year-old smell the same as an 8-month-old, you seriously mistaken.
You got issues.
That's two different smells here.
Well, yeah. According to staff, Ada and Tom are inseparable. They love spending time together, playing a game or watching TV. And then Miss Ada says she says goodnight to Tom in his room every night.
He's a mama's boy.
And the epitome of a mama's boy. And she says,
my mama come up in there. I tell you right now, I have a little fine little 70-year-old thing going up there.
Yeah, I'm making my rounds up in there. If I'm at 80.
You can say goodnight to both of us. Yeah, you could tuck us both in, Mama, but
she
me
says
and Gertrude
every night.
Just met
Gertrude.
Down at the bingo
Not
hall.
Gertrude, though. That's sweet.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, you never stop being a mom. I think that's true.
Wow.
I
think it's amazing that they still both living. That's a blessing.
If I'm up in there at 80, I'm hitting everybody in there.
Really?
Yeah.
But there's...
Yeah. What?
Oh, okay.
I can't hear everybody in there.
Are you in the same studio?
I was thinking.
Okay, I'm just checking what we're doing today.
I'm making my rounds.
Hey, you never know.
Last week we got cussed out.
Yeah, by the same thing.
Business as usual. Yeah, it depends.
You don't do your jokes for me. I do my own.
Yeah. I do what I want. Okay, I'm sorry.
Now we hitting everybody up in there.
Now I'm hitting everybody in there.
Oh, yeah. At 80, I get a pass.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got
headset? Absolutely. Absolutely.
I know she rolled her ass.
She laughed.
I want some reenactment, Shirley.
Yeah, that would be cute. Yeah.
A reenactment?
Yeah.
Who am I, though?
Yeah.
Am I the 80?
You know.
The baby.
You know you the baby.
You know you the mama.
You're always
I'm the mama.
You're always the mama.
I'm always the girl.
Okay, I tell you what. Okay, we do a reenactment, and I'll be his mama.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you're 80-year-old Miss Ada.
Now, I only got one old woman, so his mama is old days.
Yeah.
I don't have another boy.
Mine ain't going to be Def Jam.
Okay, so you're 98-year-old Miss Ada. Tommy, you're 80-year-old Tom. Yeah, appropriate name.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's go,
Excuse me? Shirley,
yes,
talking
ma'am.
To you.
Yes.
You're the receptionist.
Yes, ma'am.
Gonna,
may I help you?
Hi, sweetie. I'm here, I'm Tom's mama.
Oh, Tom, yes.
Uh-huh. And I want to get a room close to him and check myself into assisted living.
Oh, yes. Hold on. And your name, please?
Odell.
Miss Ada.
Oh, Miss Ada. And Miss Ada, if I'm white, Odell, if I'm black.
Which one is it?
Okay. You be white today. How about that?
That'd be refreshing.
All right, Miss Ada. Well, just hang on 1 second if you have time. I know you're 98, but let me just check the schedule. Let's see where his room is. Oh, it's right down the hall, two doors down on your left, and you could see your son there.
No, I just said I needed a room, sweetie.
Oh, okay. Two doors.
Which number's he in, darling?
He's in 405, right down the room.
Is 406 right available, or 407, or 408? I can't walk no further than 408.
Well, I think someone just moved out of 408, and we're cleaning up that room right now.
Well, I'd like to check that in. Here's my credit card.
They ain't moved out, they died.
As long as it's free, Tom, just shut your mouth.
We're
trying to get in the room. We didn't need the play-by-play.
Hang on as we move the body out, and we'll move you right in. Yes. Okay. All right. They're just cleaning up. They just finished. Go on into room 408. Would you need some assistance? Be needing some assistance, Miss Ada?
No, I don't, sweetie. I just said I needed a room. Don't touch me.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I wouldn't be touching you. But, okay, go on down to 408.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
You know what? You sure sound like that bug-eyed girl on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I listen to the show all the time, so thank you. That's a compliment.
It is. It is. She's got a beautiful voice.
Mama.
Hey, Def. Mama. I mean, Tom. I can't keep all these peoples together. I'm not him.
Mama, I have a diaper rash. Can you... It's something. I'm breaking out all around. Mm-hmm.
You need cornstarch. You need a box of Argo cornstarch.
They nice.
And just pat it around your ass.
Okay. I need you to do that. They really.
Well, I just got here, sweetie. Look. I just got here, Tom.
Okay. Well, let me hold my legs up. Do you see the rash? Look at that. Look at that, Mama.
Boy,
see how they
just like when you
care.
Was a baby. Look at you. Just that small.
No, I'm bigger now. Wait a minute, Mama. Now you're not gonna
just look like a little pea shooter, the same as it was when you was a baby.
Wow.
When we come back on commercial break, we'll go part two.
Yes, ma'am. And bring your teeth, cause they done misplaced mine.
I told you, you can't wear my teeth now.
Wow, they're really close.
No, we ain't this close.
Part two coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's headlines and our national news, of course. But right now, part two of Miss Ada, who's 98, and her son Tom, who's 80, in the nursing home.
Mama.
Yes, baby.
He's 80.
Is it possible you to go in there and cook me something to eat? Because I don't like what they cooking in there.
I know, sweetie, me either. But, you know, it's not Mama's kitchen. So we have to take what the white folks are serving.
But they've been serving soup all the time. I don't want no soup. I want something.
Well, that's because a lot of peoples in here ain't got good teeth. And they don't want you biting in enough, cracking it off on spoons and stuff.
But the mashed potatoes done got old and jello. I don't want
Listen,
that.
You's the one that signed up to come in here. Now, I had to follow you down here to help take care of you. Now, if you didn't want to come into the white facility, you shouldn't have signed up for the white facility.
I thought you were white.
You should have took your black ass down to Cromwell with all the rest of the black folks.
Cromwell.
Is he white? And yeah, you're supposed to be white, too.
I'm black. I can't stay white. Okay. It don't fit my comedy. This is a black woman, Odell. Now, Tom.
And that's
you can't
white,
complain. Huh?
But that's white, too. Now, I don't want to be Tom, Mama. Tom us or Tom me, but I don't want to be Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the man's name in the story, sweetie.
Well, you changed your name in the story.
I'm Odell Ada.
Then I'm Tommy Tom.
And I'm using Tom.
All right. Now, is you gonna wash me today?
let's get to
baby,
it.
Baby, you would think at 80 you'd learn how to pronounce a word with a W on it.
And by 80.
Washing is not a word.
But I need to be washed.
Well, the nurses is here for that. Have you met anybody since you've been here?
Yeah, Phyllis. She lives in, she down in 419.
Oh. Ooh, that's way up the hall. Hey, you got to turn a corner to get there?
Yeah, we walks together in the evening, me and her.
Where y'all walk to?
Outside in the garden.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about Phyllis.
Phyllis is, she's 91. She's single.
She's a cougar. Right, you like older women?
She's single, and, you know, she likes to play shuffleboard.
I'm going to have to go down here and talk to this heifer about pressing up on my baby. She knows she old.
Well,
she 91 and you 80. What she want with you?
Well, we thinking
you
about...
You ain't working.
We thinking about having relations.
Huh?
Me and Miss Phyllis is thinking about having relations.
Real close to your mom.
Yeah. You ain't married to her.
I
what is you wanting to go to hell for in your 80? Because you're close to something, you do know that, don't you?
Yeah.
What did she do before she come to this home, Tom?
That's Tommy Tom.
Well, it's time when I'm mad, so just answer your mama. Answer me. Don't get backhand.
Yeah. At 80?
You going to hit me at
80? I swear to God.
No. At 98.
Knock your ass right over that walker.
She was a civil rights leader.
And what was her name? Because I know every last one of them. Who is she?
Phyllis Sojourn.
Sojourner
was her name. Is her name. Uh-huh. Phyllis Sojourner.
You talking about Phyllis Wheatley's cousin?
I think so.
Wait a minute.
They in there.
You talking about Fast Phyllis?
Not no more.
Are you at 91.
Now, you're not going to call out her name.
Lord.
No, Mama, you're not going to call out her name.
Lord. My baby done took up with a hoe.
Whoa!
Oh, God.
Now, you're not going to call Phyllis no hoe.
What is she thinking she is?
Mama, I love Phyllis.
Boy, you ain't been in love a day in your life.
We got a future together.
Is he
Cash, you got a future together and she 91. What future? Future be over with tomorrow, next week, weekend after next. You don't get futures with 90-year-old people. You get just time remaining.
I'm going out late on this evening and buy Phyllis a ring.
What?
I'm going to ask her for her hand.
What you want with her old ass hand?
We thinking about settling down and starting a family.
What?
I know this fool ain't saying start a family. You just as dumb. You never was good in your health class back in school.
What?
Now you ain't got no kids and you can't be 80 trying to get the boy. You blowing sawdust if it blow it out.
Billy says she's fertile.
Maybe the mom. Boy, she didn't say she was fertile.
What did she say, Miss Ada?
She said she was fruitful.
Well, ain't that the same thing? That multiplies, don't it?
Uh-huh.
Fruitful is in the Lord.
Oh. Well, we want to have a child together and raise it.
And raise it?
Raise it? How long you think it take to raise a baby?
Oh, God.
How long is you thinking you and Phyllis is going to have a hand in raising
it? At least until the child is 18 and go off.
And now one of y'all going to make it 18. I can tell you that right now, especially her.
Didn't Sarah in the Bible have a baby at 90?
Sarah showed
it. Sarah in the Bible had a baby at 90, but we ain't in the Bible. We in a nursing home. We in a nursing home. If you read the Bible, I don't believe there's nothing in there about a nursing home. Moses was 900 because he was out there with the Lord, Methuselah, or whatever his name was. We don't do that in here no more. God did all that back then. He ain't doing it now.
All I want to know is will you walk me down the aisle and give me away to Phyllis?
Oh.
That's your father is supposed to walk a bride down the aisle, but she ain't got no daddy because he dead.
Right.
Now, why would I walk you down the aisle when your stupid ass supposed to already be standing up there?
Mommy, why do you have to talk to me like this in front of my friends?
But listen to me. Well, listen, what is you saying? Why is you walking down the aisle? You supposed to be up there as the bride that walks down the aisle.
I understand.
Now, she going to come down here, her whole wedding party in a hover round. You know the fumes that's going to be in this church? How we going to have 9 operated vehicles in here? Where we going to park all these old heifers?
Do you want me to be happy or not, Mama?
I want you to be happy, Tommy.
That's Tommy Tom.
I'm not calling you Tommy Tom. Now, if you keep on, you finna be Tommy the Tom. But you ain't finna be nothing else.
As in, like, Uncle Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Wow. Well, this is good
been
news.
You remind me so much of your Uncle Tom. used to tell everything.
We not going to do that, Mom.
That's where the term came from. Just sitting down there with white folk just running his mouth.
Have you picked out the ring yet?
I picked out the ring that I want. I just need to get down there.
How much was it?
The ring is $2,000.
What?
What is wrong with that?
Where'd you get $2,000 from?
I don't have $2,000. I was going to ask you for it.
Oh, man.
Okay. Well, we good then. Safe in the arms of Jesus is where that $2,000 is, because it won't be on that old heifer's hand.
But have you met her, Miss Ada?
It's 3:30, Mama. I got to go down here and brush Phyllis' teeth. I'll be back in a minute.
In or out?
See, right there, how long you think that's going to last? Because you're not good as a caregiver. You're going to brush her teeth 2 times.
Coming up, Miss Ann will be here with...
Why don't you just have a nurse bring her teeth down here to us?
Yesterday.
You brush them down here while we're talking.
Miss Ann will be here with yesterday's Election Day results right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. This horrible story. The Texas gunman's domestic assault conviction wasn't sent to the national FBI database. And this is really sad. This is terrible.
So sad.
Yeah, 26 people in the Texas church shooting on Sunday. Many of them were children. About half of them were children.
Mm.
The U.S. Air Force says the Texas church shooter's name was never put into the FBI's National Criminal Information Center, the NCIC, database after he was court-martialed for domestic violence. Now, had that happened as it was supposed to, shooter David Patrick Kelly would never have been allowed to buy a weapon in the first place. According to federal law, Kelly's conviction for domestic assault on his wife and young stepson, he cracked the skull of the young stepson. He was violent, this man. Yeah, it should have made it impossible for him to legally purchase a military-type rifle.
What? Two things are correct here.
What's that, Steve?
This is a mental health issue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But with that, we still refuse to address the gun law problem.
Oh, we keep overlooking it.
Yeah, only
we
at times like
deliberately
this.
Though.
Yeah. And it's so right down the middle of party lines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No Republican is saying this is a gun law problem. All the Democrats are saying we got to do something about gun laws. So when President Trump said it's a mental health issue, then they heavily went over here and started spinning it into if he wasn't mentally ill, you can't stop a person who's mentally ill from doing evil stuff. But if he didn't have access to that gun,
if he was
and
in
then
the
extra spin was somebody, another law-abiding citizen, had a gun, was able to chase him down and apprehend him.
Right.
Well, he didn't get apprehended. He's dead.
No. Yeah.
Which I don't have a problem with myself personally.
No. Well, at least
but
that part is
at
irrelevant,
one point,
though.
Yeah,
I think, Steve, what the president is saying, that part is irrelevant. The issue is that this man, if he had mental health issues, he should have been input into the database. And they would not have sold him these weapons. They refuse to talk about the gun control and the database is getting all of this together. That when is it going to be enough? How many people have to die before they do something?
And
they
we
have to do something.
You're right. And only time we talk about this is during times like this, all too often now, because it happens so frequently.
So
you know, but this is the only time we even bring up gun laws.
It's clear to me that money comes in front of life.
Yeah.
To a lot of these politicians and country. It's just obvious to me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this one.
Because it's Second Amendment, man. Y'all can stop faking with this American right to carry a gun. That ain't what we talking about.
And no one's debating that. Yeah,
we're talking about the types of guns that you can buy in this country.
That's right.
That's what I'm asking about.
And who can buy
and your ability to purchase them.
Yes.
What's this thing they're trying to take off the assault rifle that they think?
Bump stock?
The bump. What is that?
It's something that you can buy to put on a rifle that gives it the capability to be a repeat shooter over and over.
That's what the man in Vegas did.
Yeah.
So that's going to help? Why we just can't remove the whole gun, period?
Good question. That's what we've been asking.
Hallelujah is yes. the answer to that question.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do it because it would affect sales.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got on. This is just gun sales, y'all.
Yeah, yes, you
this is gun sales. It's a huge business.
Stupid. Yeah. All right, Steve, we got to move on here and go to Miss Ann.
Ladies and gentlemen, our very own voice of fact, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning, everybody out there. This is Ann Tripp with the news. President Trump met with both U.S. and South Korean forces yesterday on a new base. The new base is named Camp Humphreys. It's going to reportedly ultimately house many of the 28,000 of the U.S. servicemen stationed on the Korean Peninsula. Authorities say it's located 40 miles south of the capital of Seoul, so the Camp Humphreys is beyond the reach of North Korea's conventional artillery. Well, the president also issued a warning, by the way, to the North.
This is a very different administration than the United States has had in the past. Do not underestimate us, and do not try us.
It appears that President Trump may have been snubbed, but he may not care about this one. Hundreds of world leaders have reportedly been invited to a climate summit next month in Paris, but Trump has not. French officials say that an invite will be sent to the U.S., but only on the diplomatic level. French President Emmanuel Macron is hosting the gathering, which he's calling Make Our Planet Great Again. That's an obvious rip on Trump's campaign slogan. The president's vowed to pull the United States out of the 2015 Paris Climate Accord early this year, unless a deal that he liked better could be set up, which is probably why he's not invited. Okay, according to the LA Times, get this, UCLA cooperating with Chinese law enforcement following the reported arrest of three of its basketball players on Tuesday. They're all freshmen, and one of them is LeVar Ball's son, LiAngelo Ball. Dayton Hill's another one, and Cody Riley's the third. They were taken into custody in China for allegedly stealing from a high-end retail store next to the team's hotel. By the way, the laws in China are so strict that one woman was sentenced to 10 years in prison for stealing a cell phone. They don't play over there. In Virginia yesterday, the Democrat Ralph Northam won the governorship over the Republican Ed Gillespie by about 53% over 45%. Gillespie, they say, ran a very Trumpish type campaign. By the way, Virginia was the only southern state that Donald Trump did not win last November. New Jersey's incoming governor is a Democrat, Phil Murphy, a former Goldman Sachs banker and U.S. ambassador to Germany, promising to bring a number of progressive policies to the Garden State. For instance, Murphy says he wants to tax millionaires, legalize marijuana, and raise the minimum wage. Looks like Republican Kim Guadagno, who served as Governor Chris Christie's lieutenant governor, couldn't get out from under Christie's very, very unpopular shadow. Finally, today is National Cappuccino Day and National Dunce Day. Yeah. And this is Ann Tripp. We'll be back with Eugene the Butterfly 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Introduce the butterfly. He is here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eugene.
Good morning, everyone. Ooh. Stephen, Shirley, Carla Jr., Tommy, good morning to everyone in the building.
Morning, Butterfly.
I am needing
good
so much.
Good morning,
Flap on, brother.
Good morning, good morning. I am in a desperate need of help today. I am really going through some issues.
What's wrong?
Man, what you need, man?
For the last 2 days, I have been having a huge nightmare.
Really?
What's wrong?
Yes. It's this man that keeps chasing me in my dreams. And I'm just really, really going through. It's a big, tall man. But I don't even know why he's chasing me. It's just I'm not getting any sleep, but I'm staying up late at night pacing the floor.
Well, which man is it? Because everybody taller. So who you talking about?
I don't know him, Steven.
That's butterfly.
But he's just a scary looking man, and he's just chasing me. So I just wanted to get, what do you all do when you have nightmares? Because I don't know what to do. I'm afraid to close my eyes at night, and it's just bothering me. But I'm being chased, and he's chased me off of two cliffs, and I've fallen, and it's just too much. It's way too much.
Wow. I very rarely, I can't even tell you the last time I've had a nightmare.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Something scary.
Yeah. So I'm the only one that has nightmares?
I've had dreams, but nothing like what you're talking about.
No, yeah. I got somebody chasing me.
And continually?
Yeah. Wow. Do they have a high butt?
What do you think Tommy chasing me?
Uh-uh, hell no. You said tall.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not in your dream, dude.
You ain't tall either.
I'm just saying.
Pop! Ting! Now, listen. I just want some help from friends, as coworkers. What can I do to stop the nightmares from coming?
Does anyone have a dream book? I mean, I know they have dream books. Let's see what that means.
Yeah, I do. What you dreaming about?
Is someone chasing
you? I just
you.
Told you this man is chasing me, and I don't know what he wants. But I think he's trying to do some harm to me.
Oh.
Why don't you slow down and see?
That's so stupid right there, what you just said.
Well, then you won't have to have a dream no more. See,
yeah, but
get caught, and then we can go and get this dream over.
Do realize that it is only a dream.
Right. So stop
it's
and
not,
let him
not real.
Stop and let him beat the hell out of me and then wake up. That's what you're saying.
No, but you can fight back in the dream.
And
fight back.
Yeah, it's just a dream, butterfly.
So tonight when I lay down, get ready for the big fight. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Junior, will you go with me?
Control it?
Yeah, I'm gonna meet you over there.
No, I'm just thinking if we lay down together, we could go into the dream.
No. We can't lay down together though.
I just need somebody to go with me. I'm thinking.
Where do you want them to go, though? It's your dream.
I'm just thinking if we lay down and take a nap together, he'll go into my dream with me. Damn. Is that possible?
Do you say your prayers before you go to sleep?
I did in the last two nights. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah. Right there. Yeah. Right there. Yeah.
So I think that's what you need to do.
So I need Jesus.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. When we come back from the break at 34 after the hour, Thanksgiving is in about 2 weeks, guys, believe it or not. So which house guest is coming that drives you nuts? We'll talk about that when we come back at 34 after.
Oh, I can tell you that. Why is she sitting here? I can tell you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. Who's the house guest or person coming by for Thanksgiving, which surprisingly is in about 2 weeks? Man, this year went fast. That you're not looking forward to seeing. Who is it?
My mother-in-law's sister's husband.
What?
Who was that, dog?
I don't even know. I think it's Ernest.
Why? Well, what does he do?
What is Ernest doing?
Because I had to watch him the whole time he there.
Yeah, your mother-in-law's a dream. I love her.
We love her.
And
Mama
your father-in-law.
Man, my
yes.
mother-in-law is the best.
Yes.
My father-in-law is the best.
Love
Mom and
them.
Daddy, yes. I got the best. I've never had a complaint, man. We happy. We enjoy each other. They can stay in my house as long as they want.
Yeah, I love them. Okay. But
her sister's husband, though.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
I don't know. That's what's wrong. I don't know.
So they come to dinner and they do what, Steve?
Yeah, what's he doing?
We was having a prayer one time. My mom-in-law said, let's all hold hands. Now, you know, a huge kitchen.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
About 20 people. Everybody go around and say what they think.
Yes.
Okay, now, I ain't like this here because there's too many people.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know half the people that was in the circle. So, and I really don't care what you're grateful for because dinner is ready.
You're ready for that.
And we can talk about this while we eating.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay.
You know, but what is all this beforehand?
Mm-hmm.
And it got round to everybody, and this one lady took a long time, but hers was the best. So I broke from the circle and started clapping because I wanted to try to end it with applause.
Right.
And you're not supposed to clap during prayer.
Uh-huh.
But I just tried to wrap it up.
I know. I got faith. Mm.
And it kept going, and I'm holding this dude's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know nothing wrong with him until it got to him, and he started talking about what he was grateful for. He said, I'm grateful for the weather and that we had these jackets on.
He got W's.
And that the fact that, you know, the everything at the grocery store is fresh and that we can go by there.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank him for my cars, too, that come on in the morning and take us safe. And then want to thank him for the freshness of the potato chips in the bag sometime.
What?
Now, I'm sitting there.
Oh, Lord.
I'm looking upside his head.
Mm-hmm.
But my whole body trembling because everybody got their head down except Winton.
Yeah.
Winton is looking up in full-blown holler mode.
Winton is daddy.
Is looking up at me.
Yes.
Face toe up. I'm over here, my whole body's shaking.
Yeah.
I'm laughing so hard, trying not to blurt it out.
Give some
my mother-in-law, she holding my hand on the other side. She squeezes my hand to try to help me through it. That ain't stopping nothing
that,
I got
that makes
going.
It worse.
Yeah. Who is this man?
Then my other son, Steve, he opens his eyes and he starts snickering. My sons, me and my sons, is in holler mode.
The Harvey boys.
Because this to us,
yeah.
Yeah. And I've given them full permission to laugh and stuff like that. Yeah. So
Steve.
I look over to the left of the circle, and my wife is glaring at me with them little green eyes. I'm talking about glaring.
Yes.
Like
if you don't
squinting
pull it together.
If you don't pull it together.
Yes.
Thank right you, when Marjorie. She said that, and then I thank the Lord I got a tune-up the other day. All right, that's it.
That's I'm it. Done.
We out.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
it.
Okay.
I had to let everybody hand go and lead the circle.
Yeah, I got a tune-up.
Yeah. Thank God I got a tune-up the other day. I went in my office. Yeah. I'm hollering.
There's something wrong with that dude.
I'm hollering. Next thing I look up, Winton in the office with me because he couldn't handle it either.
I love it.
That was it. I love it.
So, now, Ernest, you don't want him to come by this year?
Man, please don't.
Please don't let him speak.
Yeah.
Right.
And what's yours, Neff?
My wife got a cousin.
Uh-huh.
Ain't never on time with her part of the food
the
she's supposed to bring. But one year brought, I was ready for this peach cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
And her ass put some damn blueberries in it with it. I was so mad about that, man. I was.
Wait, hold on.
You don't mess that up like that.
Right. Hold on, hold on. Hang on, we'll let you finish that. Coming up next is the nephew's prank phone call.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter. But first, the nephew has to finish her Thanksgiving story, then we'll do the prank phone call.
Shirley, she brings the peach cobbler, and it is the worst. Because, you know, I'm an ice cream cobbler man. That's how I want to finish
it. Right, it has to go together.
Yes, yeah. Right.
You know, but you're not.
Mine was Uncle Ernest. I need a name.
Yes.
We name dropping, Steve?
Oh, you need a name?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to set all this out.
Her name, Jocelyn. She know it. She out in there Houston listening right now. You know damn well she brought that cobbler with them damn berries in it, man. Don't mess up. Don't try nothing new on the family.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Don't do that.
All right.
I agree.
Don't do that.
I agree.
All right. All right. So thank you for that. All right. Come on, nephew. What you got for prank phone
call? Girl, I done brought my wife to work with me today, so this is a great prank for this here.
Uh-huh.
This is WCS.
What's WCS?
Wife Correction Service.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you send them down and they correct.
Ooh, she's side-eyeing you right now. Whoa.
Wife Correction Service, here it is.
Didn't I tell y'all it wasn't going to last to just Thanksgiving?
You got about 2 more weeks.
Just the beginning of it right here.
Hello?
Hello, I am trying to reach George, please.
Who is this?
My name is Marcus with WCS. Call and see if we can actually try to lend you our services. We understand that you're having a few problems and want to see if maybe WCS can bring a better life to you and you can have an exciting life better than the one you have now.
Who is WCS?
We are with Wife Correctional Services, sir. WCS, what it is we take your wives for a couple weeks and we reprogram them so that it's
suitable. My wife.
Of course, you have to sign a waiver contract, but we take your wife and we reprogram them so that they will act in a fashion of what you want them to act.
Okay, whatever.
See, sir, what it is that we've gotten some reports that you've been having some problems with your particular wife. And
man, I ain't never heard of y'all, man. Where are you located at?
We're here in St. Louis, sir.
Okay.
And don't worry, we're totally confidential. This is not anything that's going to get out, and your names are never submitted. First of all, here's something we can do. I can ask you questions because we've been notified that this is probably a service that you would probably want. Now, has your wife ever snapped on you in public?
And snapped on me? My wife ain't crazy. She don't just snap on me. She might, you know, try to check me or say something, you know what I'm saying? She ain't just going to snap on me in public.
So your wife has tried to check you, is what you're saying?
I mean, not check me per se. I mean, she might not like something I'm doing and might say something about it, but she don't just snap on me.
So basically, your wife is not in her place where she needs to be.
Hold on. I mean, what you mean in her place? I mean, she might say something, you know, I mean, I might be doing something or, you know, might be with my boys and might get out of control a little bit. She might just say something at the time, but she don't just try to all out check nobody. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'll tell you what. Let me ask you this one. Have you ever just had some plans with your guys, was going to go out and had to change your plans because your wife?
If like I'm just talking about hanging out and I ain't let her know or something, she might, you know, be like, well, baby, I already had plans. You know, can you stay home with the boys or something? Mm-hmm. But, nothing on the regular. You know, mm-hmm. I usually do what I want to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seems like denial. Okay, here's another one, sir.
Denial.
Well, no, just listen, hear me out. Now, let me ask you this. Has your wife, let's say back when Michael Jordan was playing basketball, did you ever miss a playoff game on television because your wife wanted to watch something else?
Nah, man, we got two TVs in my house, man. I don't even get down. I mean, I might have to watch the little TV.
Okay.
But, I mean, I usually watch it on the big screen in the basement.
Yeah, but you've been pushed to watching the smaller television.
No, I wasn't pushed to do nothing, man. What I'm trying to tell you is, I mean, we compromise. We do 50-50 in my house. I mean, she might get the big TV to watch her stories or something, and I just have to go watch the little TV. The little TV do go out every once in a while.
See, there we go.
I'm cool with that, though. I'm cool with that.
You're cool with that. So you're actually the one that's programmed, and
ain't nothing wrong with my wife. Ain't nothing wrong with in my family. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. Well, the reason why I'm asking you these particular questions is because someone has actually let me know the problems that are at hand in your household. Let me ask you. I got one question for you. Yeah. Here's what I want to ask you. Has your wife ever cussed you out at a family cookout?
Hey, man, hold on, man. You know what, dog? You're getting a little personal, man. Is this even legal, man?
I'm here.
Well, I ain't never heard of this company, man. I've never heard of you,
this,
dog.
This is something new. It's definitely.
What I'm saying, something new. I mean, what? Don't make me be your guinea pig. Don't start out calling me trying to get, you know, referrals or clientele or whatever it is you're trying to do, man. Don't call me with this nonsense, partner.
And I completely understand it. WCS, sir, is here to benefit you. It's here to
benefit. Ain't no benefit to me, man, getting all up in my personal business, wondering what's going on in my household.
Okay, well. Last thing I want to ask you, and this is the last question I have for you. Like
I
said,
make this the last one, straight up.
Okay. Do you buy your own clothes, or does she buy the clothes?
Hey, man, you know what, man? This man, you, whatever company this is, dog, don't call my house no more. And whoever put you up to this, whoever gave you my number, talking about my wife, checked me, got me under control, got me on lock, man, you tell him too. Dog, don't call me no more with this.
Are you in denial?
I'm in denial, dog. Don't call my house no more. I'm gonna tell you what, George Foreman or whatever.
Marcus,
whoever you are, George Foreman, Marcus. Hey, dog. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna find out where y'all located, dog. I'm coming down there and I'm gonna bust your because you in my personal business.
So you're ready. You're ready to retaliate on me,
ready
but not. But you don't want to retaliate on the problems you have with your wife.
Retaliation, man. What I'm saying, you call in my house, I'm minding my own business. You worrying about who watching what TV in my house and my wife checking me in public. All I do, man, hey, dog, look, I'm telling you.
Mr. Don't you want to watch the big television?
Man, big TV, man. I'm comfortable with the TV I got. You know what I'm saying? It's in my room. I can lay across the bed, watch whatever I want to, whenever I want to.
Don't you
want
to be able to go out with the boys when you want to?
I go out with my partners, dog. Matter of fact, you need to get partners. You call asking these old dumb questions.
What you want to do to me, your wife has already done to you.
Well, I see you got your damn number block. What's your phone number, man? Give me something. Tell me where to find you, man.
Why are you in denial?
Denial, dog. I'm going to tell you what's in. What's...
You need to get your wife checked in to Wife Correctional Services so that you can live a better life.
Whoever you are, man, y'all need to get a life, man. Life, man. Stop calling me, dog, for real.
I understand it. Can I say one more thing to you, sir?
Man, you can't say else to me, man. Straight up.
Listen to me, sir.
Yeah, what?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Justin.
You know what, man? Oh, no. Hey. Okay, y'all got me, man.
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
You already know it's you, my boy Steve Harvey, doing it in the morning on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, partner.
All right, what y'all think?
No, no, no. I think Rita will ask her what she thinks.
Yeah.
Finish it, ass.
Sometimes you just got to get some things off your chest. We're going to be all right. We're going to be just fine. Notice I don't make eye contact.
I see. You're looking down. He's looking down, and she's looking at you side. Just, I like just, a mug.
I'll tell you one thing. Bruno Mars better be good.
How's the play going?
Play going good.
Mm-hmm.
They hitting Junior up about it, too. They've been hitting you up,
man. I ain't going to lie, Tommy. They is, man. Oh, they say Tommy out there killing it.
Now, didn't they tell you, though, on the reel, that when I come out, that I got to wait by 2-3 minutes before I start talking?
They said that. They said it was about a minute and a half.
Now, did they say how long Johnny's was?
They said Johnny was 5 minutes. It felt like an hour.
Felt like an hour, Junior?
That's what they said. Felt like Johnny was out.
Now, that's believable right there.
But you did get a minute and a half.
I got a minute and a half. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to hold my minute and a half.
So are you all competing to see who has the longest applause?
Nah.
You and Johnny?
Me and Johnny talking about teaming up doing New Year's Eve together. Johnny and Tommy.
Oh, okay.
45 minutes JT. Of Tommy. JT. Uh-huh. 45 minutes of Tommy doing stand-up and 45 minutes of Johnny singing the lights out.
All right, coming up next. Strippers are on strike in New York City.
What is we finna do now?
And the strawberry letter is on deck.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When a teenager gets pregnant, it becomes a family affair. TLC's new series, Unexpected, explores the ups and downs of three pregnant teens who are all children of teen mothers themselves. Parents and grandparents must step in to help them through this huge life change. Don't miss the revealing new series, Unexpected, Sunday, November 12th at 10, 9 central on TLC. Can't wait? Watch the early premiere now on TLC Go. Download the free app now.
Coming up next, it's today's crazy strawberry letter. You do not want to miss it. But before we get to the letter.
You're to these strippers.
Lala, our girl Lala. We love Lala Anthony. She shared some words of wisdom for strippers, all right?
Check
this out.
Stripper wisdom. Come
on. If you haven't heard, strippers are currently on strike in New York City.
Okay.
Now, according to the dancers, the sexy dressed bartenders and the bottle girls steal their tips. What they do is sweep the cash off the stages and onto the bar floors when the customers
make it rain. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Lala, who claims she knows that scene very well, she weighed in on the situation. When asked who she tips more, Lala said she tries to be equal to the strippers and the bartenders, but no matter what, her limit is $1,000. Whoever she's tipping, her limit is $1,000. That's it.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and that's a lot.
I'll tell you right now, you're not getting $1,000.
Oh, man. That's a lot.
I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't been to the strip club since Joe Torre took me to Magic City in the late 80s.
Okay. See me. Uh-huh.
But I'm going to tell you right now, $1,000, we in that back room.
Pennies.
Okay. What?
$1,000, yeah. We in the back
really
with the joint.
Yeah, we out there.
You know, I'm telling you, $1,000. That's what we in the back. Yeah. We in the back. Ain't no curtain.
And I want a receipt.
You're really transparent this morning. It's a door with a lock.
Huh?
You're really transparent. You
want to I'm just saying, $1,000?
Yeah, the bouncer can't be in here no more.
Come on, boy. Come on, I can't say what I want. Go ahead. You
handling it. $1,000 is we a little bit past VIP at this point.
Oh, yeah. We naked.
On the way to the back, put your clothes in the trash for $1,000.
Yeah.
You're not finna put that back on no more.
All right.
But shouldn't they march, Shirley?
Huh?
Should they march since they on strike?
Oh, the stripper. Oh, like we're unpaid. Like, give us our money.
Right? Yeah. I mean, but they should do this in stripper clothes.
See, I knew where you were
going. Well, but see, one thing about it, though, if they don't come to work,
the bartenders.
Them bottle girls and waitresses, they got to do a whole lot more than sparkles.
So what you're saying is in the strip club, everybody is sexy.
What you know about sparkles and the bottle girls? Hold on.
They'd had sparkles for years.
They ain't just going.
This got started way back when I was out there. This ain't nothing new. It's just younger people are getting involved in it.
So just everybody's sexy.
They had sparklers when I was a little boy.
Really, Steve?
We're not talking about the fireworks.
Really? Yeah.
No, we had sparklers when I was a little boy. That was right. I kept them over there on my dresser right next to my cap gun.
All right, Steve, you'll be interested in what else Lala said. She added that the cutoff age, because you'll be interested in this, Steve, for stripping should be around, what do you think? What do you think?
I think stripping, you got to end your stripping career at 30.
Yeah, 28 to 30.
28 to 30?
Yeah.
Lala says around 40.
Oh, this was a career.
Yeah.
No.
Well, Lala, I mean, it's Lala some women who are fine now who can be out there.
Absolutely.
But you lose a lot of points in your life department. You can't be 40 and come off the pole and want to be wife.
No, you can't. Not 40. That's too long.
Hold on.
Hey, it's just a job.
They look at it as a job.
No, because the 40-year-old stripper in New York is not the same 40-year-old stripper in Birmingham.
No, I'm telling you, two
different 40s.
But the one in Atlanta? Woo!
Yeah, it's not the same one.
Atlanta?
Pull up, Tommy. Are you crazy?
Oh, Magic City is magic. It's magic.
So I'll just continue. Lala says, ride the wave as long as you can, okay?
Okay, Lala's wrong.
Is Lala extra?
No, Lala's wrong. No. It ain't no future in it for you. It ain't no future in this.
I think we should go down there and talk to
her. Ain't nobody taking you, making you no wife after this.
Let's go talk to her.
All right, we got to get to the letter.
All of them, one by one, let's talk.
Get to the letter.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry letter.
Subject, stop sneaking. I know what you're doing.
All right.
Good morning, Steve, Shirley, Tommy, and Carla. I listen to your show every day on my way to work and was wondering if you could give me some advice. I'm a 31-year-old mother of two, and I've been married for over 7 years. I've noticed that our relations, meaning my husband and I, have decreased to almost nothing. I have to almost coax him into having relations. Both times while I was pregnant, it was like pulling teeth. My aunt was amazed as to how I even got pregnant, not once, but twice. Anyway, I remember Steve saying a while ago that even when men are sick, they still want to have sex.
That's right.
Here's a problem. My husband, in my mind, is addicted to porn. It's all on the computer. He tries to have a password on his computer, but I know it, so I check every now and then to make sure it's only females he's looking at. Thank God, because that was question number one. They are usually white or Latino girls, occasionally black girls. Needless to say, I am African American. Anyway, I noticed that in the middle of the night, he makes a trip to the hall linen closet to obtain a washcloth. I mean, I am not stupid. I know what he's doing. I once found over 100 tapes and DVDs in the basement. My question to you all is, what can I do to change his interest from the computer to me? Steve, don't tear me up too bad, but I have to mention I am a very attractive young lady and have the opportunity at any time to have my needs met outside the home, but he is the father of my children, and I love him and would not do that even though we average 3 times a year. Ooh. I want to have relations with him and only him.
Yeah.
Stop using all my washcloths. Okay. Contrary to what some people think, pornography is harmful. It is not harmless, okay? It can be very destructive in a marriage and a relationship, because what happens is the more you see, the more you need to keep you or to get you stimulated. Regular or just like normal stuff doesn't hold your interest anymore, and it makes your wife feel betrayed. It can make her feel helpless. You know, she may feel responsible and unattractive, but she says she's an attractive mother of two whose husband is addicted to porn, has pretty much lost his interest in being intimate with her. That's why, to me, porn is dangerous. You know, if I could say anything to your husband, it would be that anything that takes you away from or captures your mind in such a way that you put it over your wife and marriage, that's wrong. You know, your wife and her needs should come first. And any kind of addiction can be detrimental to your relationship, be it drugs, food, shopping, gambling, etc., whatever it is. But you, as his wife, are going to have to stop. You know, just step up, speak to him, talk to him, tell him what you told us, that you love him, you want only him, and that, you know, the both of you are going to have to work out this problem. Tell him how you feel about it. Tell him that you need intimacy in your marriage and suggest that he get help for his porn addiction.
Because it
is taking a toll on your marriage. And if all else fails, you know, go in his computer. You got the password. Delete everything.
3 times.
Steve. Yep, that's it. And they're married 7 years.
I'm so scared for this boy to answer this doggone letter.
I am too.
What was he yesterday? The code cracker?
Code cracker!
Well, oh, no.
CC!
I must take consideration before I answer this and have, while y'all on commercial break, I'm going
to
be in prayer.
Okay.
And when I come back, I shall respond.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Swift the flip. All right, come on, Steve, with your response to part two of today's strawberry letter.
I want to just say, shut your damn mouth. But I have more to say, so come on. Good morning, Steve, Shirley, Tommy, and Carla. I listen to your show every day on my way to work and was wondering if you could give me some advice. I'm a 31-year-old mother of two and have been married over 7 years. I've noticed that our relations, meaning my husband and I, have deceased to almost nothing. I have to almost coax him into having relations. Both times while I was pregnant, it was like pulling teeth. My aunt was amazed as to how I even got pregnant, not once, but twice. Anyway, I remember Steve saying a while ago that even when men are sick, they still want to have sex. Here's the problem. My husband, in my mind, is addicted to porn. It's all on the computer. He tries to have a password on his computer, but I know it, so I check every now and then to make sure it's only females he's looking at. Thank God, because that was question number one. They are usually white or Latino girls, occasionally black girls. Needless to say, I'm African-American. Anyway, I noticed that in the middle of the night, he makes a trip to the hall linen closet to obtain a washcloth. I mean, I am not stupid. I know what he is doing. I once found over 100 tapes and DVDs in the basement. My question to you all is, what can I do to change his interest from the computer to me? Steve, don't tear me up too bad, but I have to mention that I am a very attractive young lady and had opportunity at any time to have my needs met outside the home. But he is the father of my children. I love him and would not do that, even though we average 3 times a year. I want to have relations with him and only him. Stop using my washcloth. Well, after praying about this,
amen,
so that I wouldn't turn this into something vulgar.
In case we didn't lose the show.
Because that's what the letter is.
We need our job.
I decided that today's sermon should be on this subject. Mm-hmm. Stop using all of my washcloth.
Take your time now.
Amen.
I venture to say, let's break the letter down line by line, bit by bit.
Come on here now.
Your aunt was amazed at how you even got pregnant, not once but twice. If you're only loving somebody 3 times a year and you wind up pregnant 2 times, I want to commend your husband for being virile, full of vigor,
that's right.
He is qualified to be a father.
Go to verse 3 now.
Then as we move on, I remember Steve saying a while ago that even when men are sick, they still want to have sex. Oh, you don't have to print that back to me. That's a known fact to every man living.
Come on here.
We'll have sex whether we sick. We can get a gallbladder operation and want to have sex that evening. We can get our tubes tied. You can get your tubes tied.
We
want to have sex right after that. I had a case of hemorrhoids one time.
Yes, you did. Yes,
flaming and bled up. Swole so big when I sat on the toilet, they hung in the cool water. I would flush to get relief. And right after that, I still wanted to have sex with my Gertrude.
Come on.
You don't understand where we at with sex.
I see where you at,
Gertrude. How important it is. But now your man is having sex on the computer. That's your problem.
On the what?
It's on the computer.
Okay, now.
I venture to say that it is always white girls and Latinos.
What's that mean?
Well, let me say this to you, black girl. Maybe when he went to Lil Senorita, he get it just how I want it, how I want it, any kind of way.
Papi.
Now you thinking just because you fine and attractive and you could get yours outside the house.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. My Deacon Boomerang's grandmother once said,
what is it?
That no matter how fine a woman is, there's a man somewhere sick and tired of her ass.
Sick and tired!
I know you asked me not to cut you up too bad, but let's just talk about really how stupid you are.
Go on now.
You letting your man get up every night in the middle of the night.
Stand with
go pastor. Down to the linen closet and get a washcloth to go do what you know what he doing. But guess what?
What is it?
You ain't had a meeting with him about it?
Come on.
You ain't pulled him into the pastor's office for consultation.
Ain't said nothing.
You just keep letting him get the washcloth
and
go
meet with little Senorita and Cindy, Bubblicious and Stanky Lank, and little Amy. And he pulling blonde hair.
Yes, he is.
Slapping on Latino, got the plantanos all over the bed.
And the collard greens.
Now you upset.
Yeah.
Because all you can think of, stop using my washcloth.
My washcloth?
Stop using my washcloth.
Come on here, Pastor.
Why don't you quit saying stop and start saying start? Why don't you cut the computer on yourself?
Yes.
Find out what they doing on the computer.
That's right.
And duplicate it in your bedroom.
Get in there and do it.
Because if you don't, he ain't fitting to stop using the washcloth. Maybe you gonna need to get with your friends and tell them for Christmas and tell them for your birthday gifts. What you want is a gift card down at Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yes.
So you ain't got to keep using them same washcloths.
That's right. That's right.
I will want to know what your address is.
Yes.
So I can know that if I'm ever visiting to make sure I don't dry my hands off on one of them nasty ass washcloths.
Bring your own washcloth.
I want to know who you are, what city you live in.
That's right.
So when I come to your house, I bring a roll of paper towels.
Yes.
I want to know which one of the washcloths he been using.
That's right.
To make sure I don't mess around and dab the water off my mouth. With one of them washcloths.
Come on now.
I don't want to make a mistake and be at your house one day and think it's okay. And I'm in there trying to get clean.
That's right.
And I got that nasty washcloth all up under my arms.
Yeah.
I don't want to wash no dog cracks or crevices.
Take it home,
with that washcloth.
Take it home.
Because he been in there with little Senorita.
Yeah.
Getting his little happy on.
Don't stop, get it, get it.
I know we got to go to break
now. Yeah,
we do. Yeah, we do.
Yes.
Here and in closing, I'll say.
That's right, that's right.
Check your washcloth.
Chuck them,
Look at them close.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Gross.
If you have to pull them apart, don't use the washcloth.
Linen and things.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, it may not be romantic, having a work spouse at the office can be essential, okay? All right? It may not be romantic, but your work spouse can be important to you, okay? Many people have colleagues at the office they are so close to.
Well, it ain't working out today.
Uh-oh.
Boy.
This going to end his marriage.
It's not. Carl is my work spouse. We just always divorce.
Finish the story.
Many people have colleagues at the office they are so close to that they can be characterized as a, quote, work spouse, such as work spouses. Such work spouses offer support and mentorship and also give advice and guidance. Okay, so that's pretty cool.
So there's one thing missing there.
As well as friendship and championship. We're not going there, Steve.
He's going there.
I know. Yeah. So what other benefits do such work spouses offer? Well, they tend to be the person in the office that always has your back and you can always count on. Plus, they give you a standing lunch partner, okay, if you go to lunch with them. Yeah. They're also the person who'll keep a watchful eye out for you at the office events or Christmas parties if you start embarrassing yourself. If you
I have one question.
So Junior is my work spouse.
Can I have one question.
Yes, what is it? Are you Wonder Love or Steve?
I'm Wonder Love.
Okay, well, come on, Wonder Love. What is it?
Can your work wife be fine?
Hell yeah, why not?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Were you asking us that, or were you asking the married man who brought his wife to work today?
Can your work husband be fine?
Well, you don't have to worry.
Well, I mean, yeah, it depends.
Hey, you shut up. Yeah. You stop that.
Show like
I'm fine.
Hey, dog,
well, as in health, yeah.
I want to tell you right now, this has nothing to do with Jackie, but you are not fine.
As in health, your ass is good.
Okay, what I don't get that. Why another man can't say that another man is an attractive man or he's a nice
Wait a
looking
minute.
Man?
Well, Tommy not attractive.
Wonder what is
love,
wrong with
Wonder
that?
Love is not attractive.
I better see. I know that.
Okay, but well, in case you
see,
wondering,
I told you that we don't have good looking men in our family. Why won't your ass buy into it? You got a mirror.
Oh.
The last time somebody told me, "Oh, girl, he cute." We not cute people.
We are. Stop saying that.
You are not. You are not a cute person, Tommy. I'm not going to tell you that no more. We don't have cute men in our family.
So you
telling, damn.
So you telling my wife right here that she married an ugly person.
I'm not telling your wife anything. I'm telling you, you're not a cute person.
You don't think she know that? See the information she got to bring up? she know that.
That had to be one of the reasons she married you.
No, it's
not.
No,
it's not.
She in love with him. He has earning potential.
Okay.
But Steve, don't you marry people that you're attracted to?
Yes.
Yeah, but that don't make you fine.
You hang around an ugly person long enough, you'll fall in love with him.
Shut up, Junior.
He might be on to something. Your ass could have been a real nice-ass rebound.
That's it.
Sometimes, man, like you ever see a basketball game, sometimes you can just get a good-ass rebound.
Just grab one.
Snatch one out the air and just start running up the floor with it.
Shirley and Carla.
Because she felt sorry for him? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
I know good and well lemonade pot is an ass. Girl, how time to his ugly ass find That's been said.
Listen to me. She saw the earning potential. You was in school. You was only black to get a degree in theater arts at Texas A&M.
Yeah, she's a smart woman.
You showed
a
lot of promise. You little pretty ass Kappa.
See, right there. Right there. What did you
pretty
just say?
Pretty ass Kappa.
See that one?
Don't have nothing to do with attractive. It's y'all's damn attitude.
Yeah, sweet sexy.
That's right there. Right there. Just to you.
Well, Steve, you're sexy places too.
Girl, let me explain something to you. I have mastered your the ugly art of how to handle the way I look and stack it up next to who I am.
Okay, okay. Which brings me back to something I love. What did the girl tell you in high school? Because I don't think...
She told me,
yes,
I'm not going to the prom with you because
what?
I don't like your facial features.
And she didn't say, and your nephew too. See, I got nice features.
Tommy, you don't have good facial features.
What's wrong with my face?
Well, you heard him with that one.
What's wrong with my face?
Tommy.
My face is on Facebook. What's wrong with my face?
Tommy, huh? you look like a turtle.
Baby, do I look like a turtle?
Yeah, she knows.
I don't look like a turtle.
Aw, that was so sweet. She said,
Louis,
no,
what
baby.
She
said, no, baby.
Damn, tortoise.
No. She don't look like, she done forgot how a turtle looked. Show a picture of a turtle.
I don't think that's appropriate like for you to be saying that in front of his wife. Now pull off.
I'm not saying that. She ain't supposed to be on here with these headsets. I can't stop telling the truth because she listening.
He's taking her to Bruno Mars tonight.
They're going, also, you guys are going to have date night. That's
yes.
Nice, Tommy.
Yes.
Yeah, the turtle taking her to Bruno Mars. Hell.
That's what I like.
She fell out on that one.
Yeah, well, I won't be wearing green tonight. That's about it. Tell you that.
Not. The rest of them Ninja Turtles will show up.
Donatello and them.
Michael, we've been looking for you. Where have you been?
You stupid, Junior.
All right, are we done?
I've been
this?
Done, Mr. Wonder
yeah,
Love.
Yeah, we done.
Yeah, it's Wonder Love.
That's what I said.
Wonder Love is somebody else.
Shut up with them old ugly facial features.
Okay, hold on. Carla, Monica,
yes,
and Shirley, I just sent y'all a text.
Okay.
Send it to me. What is he saying?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Now zoom in real close just on him.
Okay, we got to go.
Zoom in real close. Stop laughing, Carla.
Coming up at the top of the hour, one of our favorite features.
He don't look like a turtle to you?
Dead on.
Coming up at the top of the hour.
He don't look like he ought to be selling car wax.
This ain't candy.
Let me see it, Shirley.
His wife is here, Steve.
Let me see the picture.
He don't look like he need to be selling car wax.
Tommy, along with Junior, Steve, you be the judge. Right or Wrong is next.
Uh-oh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tommy and Junior, it is time. You know I love this feature. Right or Wrong, Steve won the love. You are the judge.
Mm.
Tell you what we write about, though.
What?
You a turtle.
Shut up.
You still a
Ned Jr.
We right about that.
Let's get to it, nephew.
Come on, we're right or wrong.
Wait for
all this. All right, segment. It's right or wrong. Me and Junior always have a conversation the night before right or wrong. Yeah. I bounce it off of him, and then, you know, of course, he hang up on me, cuss me out the whole 9 yards.
Uh-huh.
Here we
they
go.
Get ready to tweet.
Tell
they
me what you think.
Tweet.
Come on. Uncle, please do me a favor. Be fair today, okay? Just be fair. If a deaf person go to court, tell Junior it's not called a hearing. It's a scene. You know what
it's
I'm saying?
What?
It's a scene.
He's back.
It's not a hearing.
Yes.
It's a scene. If a deaf person is in court, what are we, they're not hearing. It's not a hearing. It's a scene. Right or wrong, huh? Come on now, be fair.
He's back.
Yeah.
Get the tweet.
Give it to him.
Get the tweet.
Exactly. Give it to him.
Huh?
Yeah, that's exactly
right. Okay. Give it to him, Wonder Love.
Nah.
Give it to him.
Junior.
It's not right.
There you go.
It's still not right. Because you said it, I mean, right. They got to go by the law like we do, man.
They going to a scene, Junior. Okay. It's not
but
a hearing.
Wonder Love mumbling. He didn't want to give it to you.
I know it. All right, here we go. That's the next one.
Come on.
Tell Junior, Dutch people don't pay for each other's bill when they go out to eat.
Yeah, baby, two for two.
It's Dutch. You know, everybody pay for their own stuff.
In the Netherlands.
Yes. So you mean tell me nobody in Dutch never bought somebody food?
Holland, Dutch, whatever it is, they pay for their own food.
Netherlands.
Yeah.
Nobody in the Netherlands ever bought nobody else.
They don't. They buy their own. This Dutch, boy. You go American.
I
they
love
go
it.
Dutch.
I love it.
You stupid. Okay, here it is.
He's stupid.
No.
If a criminal.
Shocked me
watch me on. If a criminal turns himself in, shouldn't he get the reward money?
Crime Stoppers, baby.
Yeah, he should, Tom. They're going to put it all on his books.
Okay. All
right. Well, he's back.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Go on.
If you get addicted to counseling, how do you treat that?
Wait, one more time.
If
what?
You get addicted to counseling,
see you going back, you lose.
No, how do you treat that?
No, you lose. Not good.
How's somebody gonna get addicted to counseling?
You mean therapy?
Yeah, if you get addicted to it, to counseling, how do you fix that? You don't go to counseling.
Addiction.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all, that's over y'all here.
It's too deep.
It's too deep for them. Yeah, Wonder Love can't think that deep. If a pig is sold to a pawn shop, ain't that a ham hock?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes.
I like that one. That one paid.
Yes.
If a pig is sold to a pawn shop,
ain't that a ham hock?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ringling
I like that
greens.
One.
I love
wow,
it.
Wow. That is. Yeah.
They tweeting, baby. Ham hock.
Ham
we'll
hock.
See you.
That's all I'm saying. All right. Yeah. I'm going to give y'all one more. Tell Junior that a cemetery can raise their prices and blame it on the cost of living. Huh?
He's back, baby.
Yeah.
Wow. He's back, baby. He's back.
Wow.
A cemetery can raise their prices and blame it on the cost of living. Right or wrong?
Right.
Okay.
Right. You're back.
All
right.
I'm not answering the phone next week.
I'm just telling you, Junior.
Junior, these are good. What you talking about?
Charlie, no, it's not. Because you don't have to take the phone calls.
I like to
wait. Why do you have an attitude about it?
When he answers the phone, let me tell you, this is what you hear. Hello? Hey, June, if a man sell a pig to a pawn shop, ain't that a ham hock?
Yes.
Who got
right.
time for that?
Yes. I'm just telling you, boss, man. You want another, June?
Yeah. No, I don't.
We good. No. We good till next week. You don't like. I don't know. If a pig is sold to a pawn shop, ain't that a ham? All right.
That's good.
Yeah. All right.
That's a good point. Right there.
Tell me if I'm right about that.
Dutch people don't pay for other people's bills.
Yeah.
When they go out.
Two
to
for
eat.
Two.
If a I deaf person point. Go to court, it is no longer a hearing. It's a scene.
Three for three.
You gotta understand that. Yeah. All right.
Tommy, hold on.
Okay.
We got a little bit of time left. I'm gonna send you one to do.
Okay.
Don't.
And Unc, you created one right in last. What was it? Last week? It was. Remember, he was talking about German chocolate cake.
What did he say about it?
I told him if a German make the cake, it's a German chocolate cake. If he make it, that's a Negro chocolate cake. You know what I'm saying? Okay. What color? He ain't German.
Well, it's the recipe from
the cake.
Yeah. The German chocolate recipe.
It has nothing to do with the person's race, making
nationality.
The cake.
Yeah.
It was a German that made it, Carla.
He got a black
chocolate cake.
I don't understand that.
He has an African American cake.
Let me ask you, am I right or wrong about this, Tommy?
Go ahead.
If a turtle see Tommy, ain't that considered family?
Can I say this here?
Ain't that considered family?
Can I say this?
Junior.
F*** y'all.
Yes, you can say it every time.
All right, here we go. Me and my wife and kids, we got a dog. His name's Chopper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Steve got a dog. I want to ask y'all something. If your dog got stuff to sell, ain't that a flea market? Huh? I mean, it is, ain't it?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, if your dog got something to sell.
You was on the roll today, bro.
I know.
You'll be over at the flea market.
All right, more foolishness on the way. It never stops on this show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Going home for the holidays can be a nightmare for some people.
Whew.
Dealing with bickering family can ruin anyone's holiday, but the real horror comes when it's time to go to sleep. Being forced to crash in either your childhood home or a relative's place over Thanksgiving or Christmas.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Why are they staying?
It can definitely get awkward, which is why it shouldn't surprise us that a new survey finds that 52% of adults say they've made up some sort of excuse specifically to avoid uncomfortable sleeping arrangements over the holidays. 52%, that's over half. So,
sure, if I can't
and
walk,
you should.
Yeah.
If I can't walk to my kitchen Friday after Thanksgiving in my drawers, there's a problem.
Hey, listen to me. Why does holidays have to be for all family?
What do you mean? Yeah.
You know, ain't no law say all family got to come over. All family got to be together. Most of these people in your family that you don't like anymore are married and have their own family.
Well,
family is coming together.
Don't you invite who you want to invite over your house?
But you don't like them and you're going to have them over?
Yeah, you try to tolerate them, but that's the problem.
For the occasion, for the holiday.
I don't do that. And my wife honors that request of me. Don't have nobody in my house on my limited time off that I don't like. Just do that for me.
Is that a lot of
people? What about people that go over their mom's house, right? Or they go over their parents' house and they got to stay and put up with people that they don't like for the sake of their parents? You know what I'm saying?
That's on y'all.
I don't go nowhere where I ain't liked.
I think here's the biggest problem.
Not you, but you may not like who's coming, but you dealing
with
it.
Well, when they get
like
there, I'm gone.
Yeah, you can leave. You can always leave.
Leaving your own house.
Like, I'm cool with the family. It's who the family bring with them.
Oh.
It is that they don't tell you about.
Once again, my wife got a cousin. Always going to bring somebody. We don't know who the hell he is. And you got to watch his ass the whole damn night.
So you can't relax in your
own house. No, you can't relax. I don't need it. I need to get him to have two spoons and keep clicking them together so I know where you at.
Well, when you invite them, do you say plus one or you just invite them and they bring someone? They don't let you know?
No. She just come over with somebody new every year.
Oh, no. Or they already en route.
It's kind of like my aunt when she come over.
I'm going to bring such and such.
Huh?
Yeah.
My aunt, my grandmother's sister, when she come over, I leave. Because ain't nobody tell me about her condition either, aunt. Ain't nobody told me. Her memory going.
Yeah, see, I don't like that.
See, I don't like that because she's surprised about everything. She don't remember nobody, nothing.
And
so every time you
nerves.
Speak to her, hey, Annie, she say, who is that? Who is that? Who is that?
Right there.
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
Right, I ain't finna do that.
5 hours
year.
Of that?
Yeah.
Here your plate. What's this on this plate? What is that? That's turkey and dressing. That, you don't know. This is the reason we're here today.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
God. And then you got to mash it up for
you know what I'm saying? Like, she go to the restroom, then come back and say, hi, I get to the bathroom. You just left out of there. Man, I'm not finna do this for 5 hours. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. I'll leave. You ain't got to come over.
He said that's the reason we here today.
That is the reason. It's turkey. How you don't know turkey and dressing? When you see it.
Hey, man, you know who else I don't like?
Who?
I don't like them people that come over to the house.
What?
And take more food with them than they ate.
Come on,
you sitting here?
Yes.
She know her whole family do it.
Like, hey, I'm telling you, man, like, are you for real, man?
Yeah.
Dog, you just going to cut out half a pan of dressing. You got a spatula.
Yeah.
You taking so much dressing out.
You using a spatula.
You using a spatula, dog. But you in that 3-4 times.
But do they bring their own aluminum foil in their bag? And
dog, stuff be in the car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I start hiding.
To-go kit.
You know what? They got these new Ziploc bags that's bigger than a gallon.
They big.
More of the show right after these jams.
Damn.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. This horrible story. The Texas gunman's domestic assault conviction wasn't sent to the national FBI database. And this is really sad. This is terrible.
So sad.
Yeah, 26 people in the Texas church shooting on Sunday. Many of them were children. About half of them were children. Mm. The U.S. Air Force says the Texas church shooter's name was never put into the FBI's National Criminal Information Center, the NCIC, database after he was court-martialed for domestic violence. Now, had that happened as it was supposed to, shooter David Patrick Kelly would never have been allowed to buy a weapon in the first place. According to federal law, Kelly's conviction for domestic assault on his wife and young stepson, he cracked the skull of the young stepson. He was violent, this man. Yeah, it should have made it impossible for him to legally purchase a military-type rifle.
What? Two things are correct here.
What's that, Steve?
This is a mental health issue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But with that, we still refuse to address the gun law problem.
Oh, we keep overlooking it.
Yeah. Only we at keep times like
deliberately
this.
Though. Yeah.
And it's so right down the middle of party lines. Mm-hmm. No Republican is saying this is a gun law problem. All the Democrats are saying we got to do something about gun laws. So when President Trump said it's a mental health issue, then they heavily went over here and started spinning it into if he wasn't mentally ill, you can't stop a person who's mentally ill from doing evil stuff. But if he didn't have access to that gun,
if he was
and
in
then
the database.
Extra spin was somebody, another law-abiding citizen, had a gun, was able to chase him down and apprehend him.
Right.
Well, he didn't get apprehended. He's dead.
No.
Which I don't have a problem with myself personally.
At least but that part is irrelevant, one point, though.
Yeah,
I think, Steve, what the president is saying, that part is irrelevant. The issue is that this man, if he had mental health issues, he should have been input into the database. And they would not have sold him these weapons. They refused to talk about the gun control and the database is getting all of this together. That when is it going to be enough? How many people have to die before they do something?
And
they
we
have to do something.
You're right. And only time we talk about this is during times like this, all too often now, because it happens so frequently, you know. But this is the only time we even bring up gun laws.
It's clear to me that money comes in front of life.
Yeah.
To a lot of these politicians and country. It's just obvious to me.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this one.
Because this Second Amendment, man, y'all can stop faking with this American right to carry a gun. That ain't what we talking about.
And no one's debating that. Yeah,
we're talking about the types of guns that you can buy in this country.
That's right.
That's what I'm asking about.
And who can buy
and your ability to purchase them.
Yes.
What's this thing they're trying to take off the assault rifle that they think?
Bump stock?
What is that?
It's something that you can buy to put on a rifle that gives it the capability to be a repeat shooter over and over.
That's what the man in Vegas did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to help? Why we just can't remove the whole gun, period?
Good question. That's what we've been asking.
Hallelujah is the answer to that question.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do it because it would affect sales.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got on. This is just gun sales, y'all.
Yeah, this is gun sales.
It's a huge business.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, I don't know if you heard about this story, but I think you're going to like it. A Virginia woman who was photographed last month flipping off Donald Trump's motorcade as it drove by her.
Yeah.
You heard about this?
Yeah. What happened?
I mean, I hate the way it ended up. Yeah, I hate the way it ended up, but she flipped off President Trump's motorcade as it drove by her while she was riding her bike. Well, the sad news is she's lost her job.
Flipping him off?
Yeah. It was just after 3 p.m. on October 28th when 50-year-old Julie B. was riding her bike when the president's motorcade leaving his Trump National Golf Course in Sterling, Virginia, rolled past her. Although she considered cutting between the cars, Julie instead flipped the bird at the vehicles. The spontaneous gesture was caught by news cameras and went viral. The woman said, "Hey, I just got angry. I lifted my arm and started flipping him off. I started thinking, you're golfing again when there is so much going on right now?" When Julie B enjoyed her newfound fame for a bit, she did enjoy it for a bit. It soon came back to haunt her when executives at her job, which oversees government contractors, decided to relieve her of her job. They fired her, pointing out the company's social media policy.
You got a right to flip, though, don't you?
No. The company's social media policy bans obscene content. So she put it on her Facebook and all of that, and they saw it.
Can we flip here at the station? We allowed to flip people?
It depends on the company's policy.
I'd rather answer this. No, you're not.
We was working with Uncle Steve. We could flip people.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Yeah, I hate
what
she lost the job.
How are you?
A good
matter of fact, I like saying it better, though.
Yeah, saying it come with a feeling.
I really, really hate that she lost her job.
Yeah, that's sad.
She'll get another job. I hope so.
Yeah.
She deserves a second chance and another job.
But that's messed up, though, man.
No, it really is because she was in the moment. You know, his motorcade drove by, and she's like, "You're golfing when all this other stuff is going on in this country and in the world? That's what you're doing?" Mm.
She wasn't at work when she did it.
Yeah, but she put it on her social media page. So.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. I just say it wasn't me.
Or someone else did.
You denied it the whole time.
Yeah, that's not me.
Because it went viral. Yeah.
Man.
Poor thing.
How you did?
That's not cool, though. She lost her job.
That's not you? Yeah. That's not you.
Can you flip the little finger? Was that a little better?
Well, that's not an obscene gesture.
Okay. But if I flip the bird, I like for mine to be trembling.
Why? You shaking your hand that hard?
Yeah. No, I want it that firm. Yeah. I want it firm to where there's a slight tremble to it.
It's pretty firm.
Hey, Unc. The Texans thinking about Kaepernick, man.
That ain't gonna happen.
That's what the rumor is. I heard that.
They thinking about it.
The Browns don't get Kaepernick, man.
And don't let us get both of the quarterbacks y'all should have got. We already got Deshaun.
Seriously, man, we have right. The Cleveland Browns are the dumbest sports organization.
Is it ego or they're just dumb?
I just think it's some stupidity.
No. It's dumb when you don't get your paperwork in time.
You don't get the paperwork in to get A.J. McCarron over.
Houston might get Kaepernick. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I saw that. Tommy, they said that they're in talks.
I mean, they
changed their mind. Maybe.
Well, you know, we just lost the quarterback. Oh, okay. We need a quarterback. He's hurt. He's out for the year.
Oh, yeah.
We got two.
If they sign him,
we get two.
Sure,
back-to-back, black-black, what?
Yeah, if they sign him on time, Junior.
If they sign him.
That's good.
I just don't see it right now.
I don't know, Junior.
He's going to have surgery today, actually.
Do you know how many teams that said they're going to sign Kaepernick? Jacksonville.
But you know what?
Baltimore.
I think the owner's up under so much scrutiny right now. He needs to do something like that.
Yeah,
the owner of the Texans. Yeah.
They need to do something.
You know he's not going to let the Cleveland
fans How dare. Y'all sit up here with some wins. Talking about your owner need to do something. But our ass is 0-0.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Well, I mean, Spike Lee said it best. He said that the football team or the owners need the same nerve, the same whatever it took, bravado, whatever, back in the day when they hired Jackie Robinson to be, you know, in the baseball league.
Right.
They need that same kind of nerve to do that, to hire Colin Kaepernick.
And that was a lot of nerve.
Yeah, that was, to make him the first one.
This is far less, takes far less nerve than what Jackie Robinson did. This requires, this, this is far less. Jackie Robinson's move was way bigger for everything. All we got to do is stop the hypocrisy that is the NFL. Like they this righteous choir boy organization, and you're not. Mm-hmm. And people can stop. So why do football players always be in trouble? Because it's the largest team. Mm-hmm. It's the largest team.
Yeah.
It's 53 players on the squad, not to mention travel, practice players, and stuff like that. So it's 53 players.
Right.
So you got more opportunities, and they're not the best paid sports. If you're not starting, man, if you're on the special teams mm-hmm. and all this here and the practice squad, them guys not making the money you think they making.
That's true, Steve.
No, they're not.
It's just more players, man. The man deserves to play football. There's no reason why he shouldn't be playing football because he made a statement.
That's right, Steve.
That is
and it's collusion. Yeah. And they all got together and said, we're not going to do this. Now, they done subpoenaed these phone records and texts and all like this here. Oh, it's finna come out.
Oh, yeah. What they, yeah.
All Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a great morning today.
Yes.
Yes, we have. Yes.
Buckle up your seatbelts. Have yourself a wonderful time because this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And it's over today. And ladies and gentlemen, have yourself a great weekend because
it's Wednesday.
It's hump day, huh?
Well, I don't know why I keep saying it because I'm working all damn weekend. But I'm going to have a good weekend anyway because I'm going to act like it's a weekend.
Have a good day, even if you got ugly facial features.
He's got dimples.
No. No, she doesn't like my facial features. And you and I have very similar facial features. So your ugly ass needs to buy into it with your unattractive.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.